And it's time for the Bay Area's favorite quiz show, Minds Over Matter, with host Dana Rodriguez, accompanied by technical editor Kara Pace and educator Lori Fisher. This is KALW San Francisco. And it's got to be our moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Damien, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you are having a lovely, lovely post-New Year Saturday morning, and have all recovered from whatever you may have indulged in on New Year's. But since you have done that, now's the time to give us an hour of your time so you can play our wonderful, wonderful quiz. And we'll be asking you questions about all sorts of different subjects. And all we want you to do is call and give us the answer. So it's really quite simple. And of course, if you have one of your own questions, you can do that too. Anyway, those numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free, yes, we have a toll free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. Of course, you can call in, and we encourage that in every possible way. I want you to know there's also the option of emailing us. We'd like to talk to you, but you can email us. And that address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral one, mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Of course, you can hear us also in live stream at KALW.org. And thanks to Damien, the podcast should be up in a reasonable amount of time today. Also at KALW.org and many other places, but start with KALW, please. And so now is the time to dial those numbers because we want to talk to you as soon as possible. Don't like to waste a lot of time with chit chat, although it seems like that most of the time. But anyway, no, we do want to talk to you. So get on those phones, please. All right. I'm pulling up Kira's intro here. All right, here we go. And this is our round of intros. And here's the first. Kira Pace starts the year with the most, though not all, of her bones intact. Uh-oh. Did you lose a bone over New Year's?
Oh, no. I broke one, though. My first bone ever. And I am terrible at crutches, so it might not even be the last bone I break this month.
Well, wait a minute. What bone was it then?
Fifth metatarsal.
Why? Why'd you do that?
I know. It was, I'm making bad decisions. Now, I did at the end of last year, but I'm entering this year with a broken foot, which I do not recommend. It's miserable.
So this year you stayed at home and then you broke a bone.
Yeah. Oh, well, I broke it before New Year's. So I did not break it on New Year's. Like I wasn't partying at home and then broke my foot, but
it was part of 2025, right? It's in the rear view mirror.
Right.
Time to move on.
2025 ended poorly and also with consequences for 2026.
Mm. I heard that some of our brave people broke bones on Delta Force. So were you part of that?
Hardly. Hardly.
All right. Go ahead.
Part of that. Lori Fisher is once again confused and needs your help. If he keeps his New Year's resolutions to have no resolutions this year, has he succeeded or not? Audience, feel free to help him sort out this conundrum.
It is. It's kind of an oxymoronic thought. And should old acquaintance be forgot? Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, thinks that after a certain age, you don't have much choice in the matter.
No.
Indeed.
All right. That is us. And we're going to begin the questioning today with Kira Pace.
Right. I am going to give you the name of a traditional New Year's dish from somewhere around the world or somewhere in the world. And I want you to tell me what it is. So I will give you some dishes and you will hopefully be able to tell me at least for one of them what it is. So number one, first one is from here in the U.S., from the southern portion of the U.S., we have Hoppin' John. Hoppin' John. Second, from Germany, we have Glücksschwein. Glücksschwein. From Spain, we have Las Doce Uvas de la Suerte. Las Doce Uvas de la Suerte. From Greece, we have Vassilopita. V-A-S-I-L-O-P-I-T-A, Vassilopita. From Poland, we have Sledge Marinowane. Sledge Marinowane, that hopefully somebody knows, so I don't have to say that again. From Korea, we have Tokguk. Tokguk. From Russia, we have, I do not have the Russian word for it, but it's basically called drink your dreams. Drink your dreams. That is Russia. From Ghana, we have red, red, spelled like the color twice, red, red. From the Netherlands, we have oliebollen. Again, that is oliebollen. O-L-I-E-B-O-L-L-E-N, if that helps. And finally, in addition to most of the dishes that I just mentioned, many traditional New Year's dishes from around the world, including the 12 round fruits of the Philippines, Venezuela's sopa de lentejas, and Italy's cotticino con lentici, contain at least one ingredient that is intended to represent what physical object as a metonymical representation. In the Venezuelan and Italian dishes, the ingredient that does this is lentils, and in the Filipino dish is all 12 round fruits. So,
we've
got, do you know any of these dishes?
Know them, I can't even pronounce them.
Yeah.
Laurie?
I have none of them.
Oh, no.
None. I'm going to think about Hoppin' John. The rest I don't know, but Dana, you have an international flair. What do you got?
I'm pretty much in your boat, but I do have a very slight knowledge of a Hoppin' John, and I know it's Southern, and I know it has beans. I think they're black beans, and I don't know any more about it than that.
Are they black-eyed peas? Are those?
I think so. Yeah, it's something very. Yes, I believe that's. Is that? Are we on the right track?
Yeah, black-eyed peas and rice. Yes.
Okay.
And a traditional Hoppin' John, also usually made with bacon, but served throughout the southern U.S. I know that because I lived in Florida for a long time. My Facebook feed every year is filled with pictures of Hoppin' John.
Oh.
Anyway, the rest I don't have. I'd be taking wilder guesses than usual.
I do not either. So,
yeah.
So if you want to run over those names just once more.
All right. From Germany, we have Glücksschwein. From Spain, Las Doce Uvas de la Suerte. From Greece, Vassilopita. From Poland, Sledge Marinowane. From Korea, Tokguk. From Russia, we have Drink Your Dreams. From Ghana, Red Red, and from the Netherlands, oliebollen. And also, in addition to most of the dishes I just mentioned, many traditional New Year's dishes from around the world, including the 12 round fruits of the Philippines, Venezuela's sopa de lentejas, and Italy's cotticino con lentici, contain at least one ingredient that is intended to represent what physical object as a metonymical representation.
So these can all be considered kind of main courses, sort of. Yes.
Let's see. Netherlands, no. Russia, no. Greece, no. Spain, no. And Germany, no. The other ones, yes.
And sopa, that's soup, isn't it?
Sorry. Sopa is soup.
So that is soup. All right. Okay. All right. We will leave that out then. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good morning. So happy New Year. And I have a couple of questions. I like to concentrate in women in history. Very important. Because women, at least equal to men in every possible way. It's really angry the way women treated in some countries. So forgive me for that. All right. We all heard about Amelia Earhart. She crossed the Atlantic in 1928, June 17 and June 18. Okay. In 1937, she tried to go around the world with another air captain. I forgot his name. What happened to her? That was 1937.
Well, that's kind of the question, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, you knew the answer to that. Well,
yeah.
She went down
somewhere. Was it around Papua New Guinea? Is that where she went?
A little north of that, I think. But yeah, South Pacific.
Well, they did find an airplane. They even found a skeleton, but later on was proven to be incorrect. She had her captain. Okay, but most Americans don't know. Egypt had its own Amelia Earhart. Her name was El Nadi. How can I forget her first name? Anyway, she flew, and we're talking about 1933, so 5 years after Amelia Earhart. And she flew an airplane by herself from Cairo to Alexandria. And that's, we'll talk about 1933. So she is Amelia Earhart of Egypt. And since then, Egyptian women have been driving cars from the first day a car was made. So that's really very, very happy to hear that. Okay, my other question was about why Venus called Earth evil twin?
Because it spins the other way and is also roughly the same size as Earth.
But that's you're right, 100%, but that's not the reason we'll call it. Earth evil.
Is it because it's also filled with poisonous gas and is barren land?
Part of it, you're right as well, but that's not the main reason. What is the main reason?
Kara spoke for me.
Okay, guys, the temperature is 900 degrees, hot enough to melt lead. The Russian in 1970s, early 70s, they actually managed to get spacecraft there. It lasted for 1 second, 2 seconds, and it burned. If you have a car there, the car will be not only near melt, but also will be totally flat. So I'm very happy to say the name of this great Egyptian woman was Lotfeya El Nadi. She flew solo plane from Cairo to Alexandria in 1933, and she actually lived very long. She died recently. So women, at least, I'm born with three beautiful sisters. Many of them made very, very high positions in governments and private sector, at least are equal. And in fact, they're spirit to men, the way they deal in the life. So hooray to women. Thank you all. I'd also like to thank KLAW for Science Friday yesterday. And the big picture science was beautiful. So about subjects and that I care about, science. So again, everybody remember Lotfeya El Nadi and our great Lotfeya El Nadi actually lived a very long time. What happened to beautiful lady that crossed, tried to cross, actually tried to make cross across the world, and she never made it. So let's pray for their soul, both of them, and hooray to all women and everyone in the world. And
thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right. And, Hori, it's your turn.
All right. This is my New Year's Eve question. And I was thinking about the term New Year's Eve and wondering how many movies that won or were nominated for Best Picture had any of those three words in the title. So I'm looking for, it has the word new or news or year or years or eve in the title. And they either won or were nominated for Best Picture. There are five of them. So if you get
so wait a minute. New Year and Eve can all be part of other words as well? Are you saying that? Because you said news.
Yes, they could be. So it could be newly, but that isn't one. But the words that appear will either be new or news, year or years, or eve or evening. Those are your choices that will appear in the title.
Okay. And how many are there?
There's five.
All about Eve.
Yes. Very good.
And Wait a minute. I was going to say that.
Of course you are. Thank you. Give her a big bell for that one.
All right. Oh, she doesn't deserve a big bell for that.
Okay, a small bell. All right.
All right.
I like your sigh. That was nice.
Yeah, well. So I'm sorry. You said for how many were?
There's four more. We have All About Eve, the great All About Eve.
Mm. And four more.
And four more that either have newer news.
Yeah, okay. So you're not looking for just winners. You're looking for nominees as well.
Nominees or winners, correct.
Like, what about My Favorite Year or The Year of Living Dangerously?
Those are both films for sure, but neither were nominated.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. This requires some
thinking.
Some thinking, yeah.
I apologize for that.
Possibly over my head. I don't know. We'll see.
They're not over your head.
Leave it out. Just keep the question once more.
Yeah. I'm looking for, to celebrate New Year's Eve, I'm looking for films that were nominated or won Best Picture that had forms of those words in the title. So we have new or news, and we have year or years, or eve or evening. And Kira got the first one, the beautiful All About Eve, and I'm looking for four more.
What about Broadcast News?
Did that get? Oh, very good.
That's such a good movie.
Very nice.
Directed by
James Brooks, who has another movie out, I think, this year, or just last year. So now three more. Dana, you got one?
How about My Favorite Year?
That was not nominated. I was surprised.
Okay.
Great guess.
Year of Living Dangerously?
Also not nominated.
Hmm.
Which I thought it would be. That was the one that occurred to me when I started looking them up.
Okay.
Leave it out there. We're looking for three more, and they'll go along with the foods that Kira has described, getting New Year's Eve rolling here.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
You too.
Oh, yes. Okay. By the way, so whose birthday is 100 years ago today?
Is it finally Dick Van Dyke's birthday?
Yeah.
No. Ooh. No, it's coming up. It's coming up, isn't it? Okay. Not Dick Van Dyke.
Who turned 100 today?
He actually... First clue, he's not alive. His birthday is 100 years ago.
Oh, kind of a muted celebration then.
But 100, how often does that happen?
Well, not in this case, I guess.
Well,
it happens to everybody if you take into account when they die, that they die.
You're right. But, you know, I mean, we like to do these things, Who is coming up in January? It's going to come across, Paul Newman. His 100th birthday would have been last year in January. But whose birthday would be? Do you want a clue?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Some people call him the fifth Beatle.
Pete Best?
No, it'd be George Martin, wouldn't it?
Yeah, George Martin. There were several fifth Beatles. George Martin. Okay, and by the way, who else? It's talking about someone who died last year. Only last month, actually. His last name was a demonym.
I guess Rob Reiner.
That's right. What's that a demonym for?
Someone from off the Rhine, I guess.
Somebody who what?
Off the Rhine.
His family is from the Rhine, that area of Germany. That's very good. So, but the keeping in with the, you know, on the first day of Christmas, et cetera, et cetera. Today is the 10th day of Christmas. Counting from Christmas forward, what does your true love give to you on today?
I think today is Lords of Leaping or Lords of Leaping.
You got it. So,
nice.
But just, okay, real quick, though. By the 12th day, how many gifts will you get?
Oh, Laura,
23, 33, 42, 50, 57, 63.
I love this.
When I just do 63, 68. Well, actually, it depends too. 75, 77, 78. So it's 78 unless they get all the gifts each day. But if they get...
Well, you do get, obviously, only one gift on the first day. The second day, you get three gifts.
Right. So 78 plus, yeah, I'm not going to be able to do the math on the air that quickly. But it's 78 on the last day, and then you would get... What is that? 67 on the day before that, and then 57 on the day before that.
It's hyperbolic. You go anyway, start with 12 and then 22, 30, 36, 40, 42, and double that number. In other words, the answer is 364. You get 360. Nice. That's a lot. I would, you know, by the sixth day, I would say, I don't need any more, you know, geese laying. Just keep bringing the gold rings. Everything else you can keep. Leave right. them on the farm.
Right? All right. Question. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure. Bye-bye. Right.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. At least I hope you are. And please be aware of these two numbers to call us with a question or answer. The first is 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And I can finally say it's my turn. Let's see. Let me give you a couple questions here. There is only one U.S. state, that has had only one Democrat represented in the Senate. In other words, in the history of that state, there was only one Democrat that was elected to the U.S. Senate. What state is that?
Great question.
Thank you. There is only one U.S. state that has had only one Democrat represented in the United States Senate. It doesn't have to be now. It just has to be at some point in the state's history.
Was the Democrat in our lifetime?
Yes, as a matter of fact. Well, your lifetime. No, it's our lifetime, really.
Yeah.
So I want to stay out of the South because there were plenty of Democrats back in the day. I kind of want it to be one of the newer states west of the Mississippi, but then there's also, I don't know, like how did... Vermont, like obviously they have independent senator now, but I guess they get two. Are they both independent, or is one of them Democrat?
One is a Democrat, yeah.
No. Okay. Well, then I will guess Wyoming.
No. Not Wyoming.
Okay. I think that's your thinking's good. I just don't know the policy. I'll stay with Kira's for a while and guess North Dakota.
Not North Dakota.
Okay. It could be Maine. The callers will know this.
Okay. So, question again. There is only one U.S. state that has had only one Democrat represented in the United States Senate. So, what is that state? And see if you know who that senator is. All right. Second question. Other than China, we'll forget China in this question. What are the four largest countries in population to observe no Christmas Day? In other words, everybody works on Christmas Day. So other than China, what are the four largest countries in population that has its folks work at a normal day on Christmas Day?
Technically, I would think Vatican City works 100% on Christmas Day.
But he's looking for the four largest.
It's in a religious capacity, so I'm not using. But anyway, I'm looking for the four largest in population.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be population.
It would not be that.
Yeah. How about India?
That'd be one. Not India.
Not. Okay.
Malaysia?
Not Malaysia.
How about Indonesia?
Not Indonesia. Whoa. So... Once more, other than China, what are the four largest countries in population to work, to see Christmas Day as a normal work day? Okay. Last question here. This is from Slate Magazine a couple years ago. And Slate Magazine read the Wikipedia articles of each state, and they came up with the word most proportionately. Wow, why do I have trouble with that word? what is the word used most in each state's Wikipedia article? So what I'm going to do is give you that word that is used most in each of these states' article, descriptive word, and I want you to tell me what the state is. All right, number one.
So it's different for each state, and it's not a word like the. It's descriptive. No, it's, okay. Yes.
Number one is ammunition. Number two is rubber. Disproportionately is the word I was looking for, by the way. Sorry. Number one is ammunition. Number two is rubber. Number three is tide water. Number four is dog. Ooh. Number five is synagogue. Number six is uranium. Number seven is corruption. Number eight is flour.
So which again, flour? Baking flour, or?
Oh, I'm sorry, yes, flour as in the baking flour. So again, this is from Slate Magazine from a few years ago. They did a survey of the Wikipedia articles for each U.S. state, and they came up with the word that is used most disproportionately in each state's Wikipedia article. So in other words, it's used more in the article about this particular state than any other. So what I want you to do is tell me the state that goes with these various words. Number one, ammunition. Number two, rubber. Number three, tide water. Number four, dog. Number five, synagogue. Number six, uranium. Number seven, corruption. Number eight, flour. And that is in as in baking flour. And just let me give the other two once more, please. There is only one U.S. state that has had only one Democrat represented in the Senate in its history. And so what state is that? And other than China, we'll forget China, what are the four largest countries in population to work on Christmas Day? Okay, now, I guess you have a guess.
I have a couple of guesses on on the state ones, but the other ones we already guessed on the largest.
All right, limited to two, please.
All right, how about uranium for Nevada?
No.
Oh, okay. And then I think, how about rubber is Ohio?
Rubber is Ohio.
Okay.
Whew. Okay, Tira?
Yeah, I liked rubber too. Let's see, what about Tidewater is Virginia?
That is correct.
And so let's try synagogue as South Carolina.
Whoa.
Not South Carolina.
No. Why'd you guess that? That's interesting.
Because I think it was the first Jewish synagogue in the United States was South Carolina.
But it's got to have disproportionate use. So they have to, I don't quite get that, but could be. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. It's not. He said no.
Okay.
Anyway. All right. That's it. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Rita in San Francisco.
Hi, Rita.
Hey, yeah.
Hi, I've got a few guesses. On the New Year's Eve movie titles, yep. Best Years of Our Lives.
Yes, that one in 1945. Excellent.
All right.
Yeah.
And largest countries to work on Christmas, Pakistan?
No.
Okay. And the state Wikipedia article is Uranium, New Mexico.
It is not.
Ooh. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I have a couple questions. And I bet people have seen that Public Domain Day happened on January 1st, where creative works from 1930 came into the public domain, along with sound recordings from 1925. And do you know why no new works entered the public domain from 1998 to 2018?
Didn't the length of time change? It went from Right. It increased by 20 years, I think, which is why for 20 years there was nothing, right?
Yeah. The Copyright Term Extension Act extended from 75 to 95 years. So I have questions about a few. I know I sure saw in the news and saw in the paper and stuff, Betty Boop and Blondie are now in the public domain. But I have a question about a couple of musical compositions. These were published in 1930. And this is a composition by Hoagy Carmichael and Stuart Gorel. And it is the state song.
Yeah, Georgia on My Mind.
It sure is.
Yeah,
it sure
great song.
Is. And a song with quite a little bit more of an upbeat note to it from George and Ira Gershwin that I think everybody would recognize.
I Got Rhythm.
It sure is. And then a lovely, lovely song written by Andre and Schwant. But it is published in 1930, but it achieved its lasting fame in the 1960s. Beautiful, beautiful song.
Was it like a Billboard 100 hit in the 60s, something like that? Somebody adapted it?
Is it from a movie originally?
I don't believe so. I will say that it was a hit, a quartet who was known for their beautiful vocalizations and harmonies. So
it was a Mamas and the Papas song, correct?
It sure was.
Yeah. Oh. Is it dedicated to the one I love?
No, it's Dream a Little Dream of Me.
That's it.
It sure is. It sure is. All right. Nice. And then I've got a question about a couple of films that are now in the public domain. How about Greta Garbo's first talkie?
Anna Christie.
Yes. The 1930 Best Picture winner, which happened to be an answer that I gave to a completely different question last week.
Cimarron? Or is that All Quiet on the Western Front?
All Quiet on the Western Front. And one more film, this one directed by John Ford. And it was the feature film debut of Spencer Tracy and Humphrey Bogart.
Up the River.
Boy, you are good. You are really, really good. Now, sound recordings are a little different than musical compositions. They're actually protected for 100 years. So I have a question about two from 1925. The first one spent 5 weeks at number one and became Eddie Cantor's signature song. This recording.
Tootsie? Was it Tootsie?
No, if you knew Susie.
Ooh.
Yes, if you knew Susie like I know Susie. And the other one from Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra, this one became the Globetrotters theme.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Well, happy Public Domain Day, and thanks a million for a really wonderful show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And you are listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. I hope you're enjoying the show. We would love to hear from you. Those numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Our panel today, that would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Lori Fisher, who teaches at Diablo Valley College. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. And it seems like a logical time to go over the questions, though it seems like we just did, but we'll do it again since we are a little past halfway. And Kira, we'll start with you.
All right, so I've given you the names of some traditional New Year's dishes from around the world. I just want you to tell me what they are. The ones we have left are Germany is Glückwein. Spain is Las Doce Uvas de la Suerte. Greece is Vassalopita. Poland is Sledge Mary Novena. Korea is Tokguk. Russia is Drink Your Dreams, Ghana is Red Red, and Netherlands is Olie Bullen. Call in if you know any of those. And also, in addition to the most of the dishes I just mentioned, many traditional New Year's dishes from around the world, including the 12 round fruits from the Philippines, Venezuela's sopa de lentejas, and Italy's codicino con lentici, contain at least one ingredient that is intended to represent what physical object as a metonymical representation.
Chris has sent an email in which he says Dolce Uvas de Suerte is, I love my Spanish, is 12 grapes of luck, eating a grape per minute 12 minutes before midnight. Is that correct?
Chris is absolutely correct.
All right.
Nice job.
That's excellent.
Good job on that, Chris.
And outstanding question, I'm looking for pictures that were nominated or won Best Picture of the Year that have, I'm celebrating New Year's Eve, have the word new or news, year or years, or eve or evening. We have All About Eve, The Best Years of Our Lives, and Broadcast News. I'm looking for two more.
All right. And Sparky and Maddie sent an email that says synagogue, question I have that mentioned synagogue and what state is the Wikipedia article mentioned in, and that is Rhode Island. He says Rhode Island, and Rhode Island is correct. I think Rhode Island is the oldest synagogue in the U.S. I think, but I could be wrong about that. Maybe it's the oldest existing synagogue, I'm not sure. But anyway, yes, that is correct. Good job. Okay, yes, and mine were, there is only one U.S. state that has had only one Democrat represented in the history in the Senate. So what state is that, and who was that person? Other than China, what are the four largest countries in population to work on Christmas Day? In other words, to see Christmas Day as just a regular work day. And from Slate Magazine, did a breakdown on the Wikipedia article of each state in which they look for the word that was used disproportionately in that state's description. And these are the ones that I picked out here. So I need you to name the state. Here are the words, the ones we have left. Ammunition, dog, uranium, corruption, and flour. And flour is as in baking flour. So, okay. And Kira, I think it's your, now we'll go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, Happy New Year.
Thank you, Happy New Year to you.
New Year's Day foods, I got a question and perhaps an answer. Did coins seem to be represented for New Year's Day money?
Nice job. I don't know who this is. Is this Greg from Alameda by any chance? Or am I mishearing?
This is Rez from San Francisco.
Oh, hello.
First call.
I didn't even know Greg from Alameda.
Yeah,
why are you impersonating my husband?
Right. I have no idea who that guy is.
That's just kidding. Go ahead. Anyway.
He's smart, though. Yeah.
But nice
my
job.
Question is Hoppin' John is a Creole word, which means Yankee mangled French. And where did it come from?
The term Hoppin' John or the phrase? Where's it come from? Oh, great.
Hoppin' John is Creole for a French word, and it refers to an ingredient in the dish. What is the French word or the ingredient?
Is it bacon?
It is not.
Okay. And it's not the black-eyed peas themselves?
It is.
Okay. I don't know what the
Very
French word
ingredients.
For that is.
Pigeon peas or pois pigeon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Pois pigeon.
Creolized Hoppin' John, apparently.
Very nice.
All right, Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. And I think we have some lines open if you want to give us a call. 415-841-4134. This is a good time to call. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. And Kira, it is your turn.
All right. Alameda County. Speaking as we just were of Alameda County, or of Alameda, but Alameda County, who is the actor with the most Oscars that grew up in that geography? And I will accept two answers here because there are two answers to this.
Tom Hanks might be one of them.
Tom Hanks is one of them. He was born in Concord, which is Contra Costa, but he grew up Alameda County.
I believe he attended the same high school as Dana Rodriguez.
And not at the same, just the same high school at the same time, and we were in a play together. So, yeah.
And what? Also, by the way, if I'd allowed director, then there would be a third answer here, but I'm not. So two answers, one of which was Tom Hanks. So who is the other Oscar-winning actor who, as you now know, has the same number of Oscars as Tom Hanks?
Can you tell us the town they're from?
I don't think I will, in part because it might be more than one. I am pretty sure... Actually, no, this person was also more than one. So just throughout Alameda County.
Alameda County. All right. Is this person still alive, may I ask?
Yes. Huh. And since Tom Hanks has two Oscars, then so must this person.
Yeah. Oh. For acting.
Yes.
And it's a man, it sounds like.
I'll give you that. Yeah.
Okay. We should know this.
We should. Yeah. Oh, well.
And speaking of that, what play were you in with Tom Hanks?
Night of the Iguana.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
he stole your career, it sounds like.
No, I just...
Who was the star? Was he the star or were you?
No, neither one of us was the star. Oh, it was somebody whose name I cannot remember anymore. So, yeah, okay. We all had little character parts. Anyway,
actors who grew up in Alameda County. That's an excellent question. Yeah. Since we both live in Alameda County, we should know.
Oscar winning.
Oscar winning, even better. Mm, 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 and still alive.
Still alive. Yeah. Oscar winning.
All right. Alameda County. Leave it out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is this me?
It is you. Yes, you're on.
Well, I have a strange question to ask you because it seems like you're unaware of something. My question is, what two people were taken into custody in a U.S. military strike last night at 2 a.m., the local time where it happened?
The president of Venezuela and his wife.
Yes, Mr. and Mrs. Maduro.
Yes, that's right. Terrible. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. And Laura, you go ahead, too, please.
I think we have time for this, especially since his name came up. Rob Reiner died horribly, and I was looking at a list of his films. I'm going to give you the names of characters in his films, and I want to know what actor played that character. Okay, I'll give you six of them. Yeah, a couple of really well-known. So these are all the character names of people in Rob Reiner's film. The first is Nathan R. Jessup. Number two is Andrew Shepard. Number three is Marty DeBerge. Number four is Paul Sheldon. Number five is Daniel Caffey. Number six is Count Rugen. Number seven is Merle Evers. So I want to know who played these characters. You can tell me the movie, too, which I know you'll know. Nathan R. Jessup, Andrew Shepard, Marty DeBerge, Paul Sheldon, Daniel Caffey, Count Rugen, and Merle Evers. I'll give you two each if you got them.
I could not write those down fast enough, but I think, isn't Marty DeBerge, isn't that just Rob Reiner himself in This Is Spinal Tap?
It is. He plays himself. Very good.
And I have one more because I couldn't write that fast enough, but I'll let Dana do one before.
Okay.
Nathan Jessup, isn't that Colonel Jessup, is that Jack Nicholson?
Is in, as in you can't handle the truth, and you can handle the truth. Very good. All right.
And then Count Rugen is Christopher Guest from The Princess Bride.
Very good. Glad you got that.
The six-fingered man.
The six-fingered, right.
Right. And what's left on this list?
Andrew Shepard, Paul Sheldon, Daniel Caffey, and Merle Evers.
Daniel Caffey. That's from A Few Good Men, too, isn't it?
It is.
Is that either Kevin Bacon or Tom Cruise?
It's one of them. Just lead with one and Carol get the other if you miss it.
I think it's Kevin Bacon.
And it isn't. Go for it, Carol.
I'm going to guess Demi Moore and leave it to the audience.
It's Tom Cruise. It's Tom Cruise. Right. I want the truth. Okay. So out there is Andrew Shepherd, Paul Sheldon, and Merle Evers in three Rob Reiner films. The great one.
Right. And if you want to give us a call with a question or answer, those numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Meredith in Castro.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I have a guess about the Democrat, the state with only one Democrat, which is Utah.
In its history, had only one Democrat in the Senate. No, it's not Utah. It's
okay.
Not Utah.
And then for the Wikipedia, is Connecticut the ammunition?
It is not.
Okay. Right, two. And then a long shot, which is Flower, Minnesota?
It is. Whoa. Very good.
Good.
Nice.
I'll take
nice
it.
Nice work.
Okay. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. And so, yes, and that Wikipedia, the Slate magazine article that mentions the word used most disproportionately in each state. And the ones we have left are ammunition, dog, uranium, and corruption. So, that in mind. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Sacramento Slim.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, Slim. Sacramento.
I have one quick question about counties again. In the 2024 election, only two states voted unanimously by county for their candidate. In other words, every county in one state voted for Trump, and every county in the other state voted for Kamala Harris.
I don't know if it was 2024, but I know, I think Trump won every county in Oklahoma at some point.
That's
Oklahoma.
That's correct.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
And is there one that, so you're saying one state had every county vote for Harris?
Yes.
Was it Massachusetts?
It is Massachusetts.
Good work, team.
You guys are really sharp today. Happy New Year, and I'm gone.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call.
All right,
and you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m.
Dana, yes. I have a couple guesses. Is corruption is corruption state New Jersey?
It is not New Jersey.
And is the United States with only one Democratic senator Maine?
It is not Maine.
Oh. All right.
Okay, let me give you a quick, I think I have time to give you a quick question here. So the death of what English personage was marked for 50 years, more than 50 years actually, by the celebration of Primrose Day. Primrose Day, and it was on April 19th every year. So the death of what English personage was marked for 50 years and up by the celebration of Primrose Day, which was held on April 19th.
And when did this person die, or is that too much information?
This person died in the 19th century.
Politician?
Yes. Yeah. Of a sort.
Of sorts.
Nope.
Yep.
Okay. So again, the death of what famous English personage was marked for 50 years and up by the celebration of a holiday called Primrose Day, always held on April 19th. That was the date of that person's death. Who was this person? Okay, a very famous person in English history. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, is Primrose Day, I don't know, Queen Victoria?
It is not Queen Victoria.
Okay, I can just get it out there. How about the state with only one Democratic senator? Is that Tom Daschle of South Dakota?
It is not.
Okay. The largest population who work on Christmas, Saudi Arabia?
Nope.
Japan?
Yes, Japan is one.
Yay, got one.
Way to go, Tom.
Okay. Thank you. And Kira Glückswein, is that ice wine from Germany?
Oh, that is such a similar word.
Yeah.
It is a very similar word. But no, it's not. It's Glück, like Glücks, and then Schwein. But then crammed together because it's German.
I've run the depth of my German, so... I know because the tteokguk is it's a soup made with kind of thick rice noodles for Korea.
Yes, rice cake soup. And the rice cakes symbolize coins. So, but nice job on that. So
thanks.
But
that's
no
a bell.
That is a bell. Okay.
Sledge Marinovana from Poland. That is a wild guess. That's some sort of marinated cabbage or something.
Oh, it's pickled, but it's not cabbage.
Oh, pickled beets.
Nope.
All right. Pickled pig's feet? I don't know.
Nope.
Okay. And then some of the state disproportional words. Ammunition. I know Arkansas is big in making ammunition for the military. I wonder if that's...
It's not Arkansas.
Okay. Uranium, Utah?
Not Utah.
Corruption, Louisiana?
Louisiana.
Maine, it gets cold up there. Three dogs, dog?
Nope.
Nope. Striking out all over. Okay. And then the question I had last week, which I was so rudely cut off because I called late. What was the first, according to the U.S. National Recording Registry, what author and story was credited with starting the audiobook industry in the United States?
And was it a book or was it a poem or short story that they recorded first?
It was a story, which they recorded on a whim as a B-side. This person was recording poetry. Huh. And they recorded five poems for the A-side, and then they recorded... they were looking around to fill the B-side with something, and somebody suggested the story, which the author couldn't remember. They had to find a copy of Harper's Magazine in which the story was published.
Was it an O. Henry story?
No.
Okay. But it was probably recorded in the 1910s or 20s, is that right?
No, 1952.
Ooh.
And was this person the author of the story that they read?
Yes.
Now this is starting to ring a bell now. Wasn't there an article in the New York Times about this not along, maybe within the last year? Because the woman who ran that record company, the Catamon Records, died.
That's right.
It was in her obituary. Yes. So I think it was Dylan Thomas then, right?
That's correct. Would have been
a
more
child's
relevant
Christmas
recently.
In Wales. Was that,
yeah.
was that
that's
it?
Correct. Very good.
Interesting.
Yes.
So not an American author. That's interesting.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, no, Kira, I just saw the actor with the Alameda County, not the actor, but the director was probably Clint Eastwood.
Yes. Had I allowed directors, then though he was born in San Francisco, he grew up in Alameda County and that he grew up in Piedmont. And yes, but he got his Oscars for directing.
For directing.
Zero of two acting.
Yeah.
Did he go to Piedmont High School?
Always.
Did Eastwood go to Piedmont High?
Thank you very much, Sean.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Very nice.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
So would that be I?
Yep, that's you.
So Alaska is the state, I believe, that only ever had one Democratic senator.
No, not Alaska.
Ah, fair enough then. Happy New Year. Let's all go to Venezuela.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay, so let's go over what we have left here. And Kira, start with you.
Oh, real quick, can I guess shipping news as one of yours, Lori? Wasn't that the shipping news for Oscar nominated?
It was not nominated. I don't remember the film. I remember the novel, but it wasn't nominated, even if it were a film. So no, good guess.
Okay. Well, all right. So we're cleaning up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let me look at the email here and just to see if what has come in. Let's see. Carlton guessed Tennessee for Uranium, and that's not right. Sarah guessed Idaho for one Democratic senator. No. Donald guessed Alaska for one Democratic senator. No. And let's see. Di guessed the yearling. Does that count for?
Oh, that's that was not that's a good kind of clever way of getting the year in there, but it was not nominated for Best Picture. Very good though.
Okay. Cynthia is wondering. No. Okay. All right. Thanks. Now we can clean up. Okay,
Kira. Time to clean up. Okay.
And real quick, for No Christmas, just playing the numbers. What about Nigeria?
No.
Okay. So Gluckstein from Germany, those are marzipan pigs. Ooh. Greece's Vassilopita is a Saint Basil cake, which is a ring cake with a coin baked into it. Poland's Sledzia Mari Novena is pickled herring. Ooh. Russia's Drink Your Dream is where you write down on a piece of paper your wishes or goals that you want to accomplish, and then you burn it. You take the ashes, you put it into your champagne and drink that. Ghana's red is black-eyed peas in red palm oils with plantains, and the Netherlands' oliebollen are deep-fried dough balls. The other actor who has two Oscar wins and also grew up in Alameda County, that is Mahershala Ali.
Oh, that's correct. The fact that he won two Oscars, that's good. Okay, let's see. Damien said we had a little extra time here. So in the New Year's Eve names here, I'm looking for one film that has the word new in it. Anybody want to guess it? It also, it's about New York. It's the game.
Is it not New York Stories?
Not that. It was with Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, The Gangs of New York.
Gangs of New York. And the other one has the year, has a number in it, and the word years. It's something years.
Nope.
12 Years a Slave is that one. And that runs that category. Then the Rob Reiner films, Andrew Shepard was played by Michael Douglas in American President. Paul Sheldon was played by James Caan in Misery. And Merle Evers was played by Whoopi Goldberg in Ghosts of Mississippi. This is a film I didn't remember that Reiner had directed and was great.
All right.
That's what I have.
So Kira almost had this question at the beginning. There's only one U.S. state that has had only one Democrat represented in the United States Senate, and that is Vermont. Bernie Sanders is the only Democrat. The death of what English personage was marked for 50 years by the celebration of Primrose Day on April 19th? That's Disraeli, Benjamin Disraeli. Other than China, what are the four largest countries in population to work on Christmas Day, see it as a normal work day? Japan, Vietnam, Iran, and Turkey. And the word that's most represented in Wikipedia articles about these states, ammunition is Idaho, dog is Alaska, uranium is Wyoming, corruption is Illinois. If we didn't get your call, I do apologize. I don't think that happened today. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Thanks to our panel today. That would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Lori Fisher, teacher at Diablo Valley College. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Thanks to Damian D. Minor for handling the board and phones. And above all, a thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call. And have a great week, everybody. Happy New Year. And listen for us next Saturday morning. Thank you, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.